Ellis Island in New York Harbor is a major tourist attraction, second only to the Statue of Liberty. Some people come here to find information about their own ancestors and to understand why they left their homes behind. But there was plenty of immigration to the U.S. before Ellis Island opened and after it was closed. It is being highlighted in a new exhibit called The Peopling of America. It takes a larger view, opening with this globe which shows human migration over thousands of years. Stephen Briganti is president and CEO of the Statue of Liberty Ellis Island Foundation.
A lot of people were coming here and saying, look, there's nothing here for me. My story isn't told here. Either I came early or, more likely, I've come recently and you don't say anything about me. So, one, we wanted to remain relevant, and two, we believed it was the right thing to tell the story, the entire story, and this was the right place to do it.
The exhibit highlights the first days of American exploration and colonization and the conflicts with Native Americans. And while most people came as free men, the exhibit does not shy away from our history of slavery and indentured servitude, says Clay Gish, exhibit content designer.
We had to deal with slavery. Some people were brought here against their wills. But still, they experienced their journey. They ended up having to adapt to this new land.
The major part of this $20 million upgrade tackles the years after 1954, when immigrants came to the U.S. legally and illegally by plane, foot, homemade rafts, and ships. Michael Schneider designed the technology and media.
And then we tell the individual story through specific interviews with real immigrants and their experience of making the trips.
And I came to the United States from Nigeria to go to college, and then I went to graduate school at NYU.
The new exhibit reflects the changing face of immigration and the changing sentiments. One visitor put it this way.
I find it very interesting that we were so receptive to immigrants in a century ago, and now we do not treat them the same.
Raise your right hand.
CEO Briganti calls immigration part of America's DNA. He says we sometimes make it tough, but still, it has never been a question that we are anything but a nation of immigrants, and continue to be. Bernard Schussman, VOA News, Ellis Island.